Time for our question of the week with Diana O'Carroll. And Diana, we have an email here from your mum.
Oh, no.
Who says hello.
Hello, Mum.
And she also says that she thinks it's time we had Schrodinger's cat as a kitchen science experiment. So
that's
I
really
think
good.
We'll get Ben and Dave on that.
It means our audience has gone from one to two. That's great. Sorry.
Are they really out there?
Well, thanks, Mum. Anyway, back to question of the week. We've got quite a smelly question for you guys now.
My name's Vince Mills from Sully Hull in the West Midlands. Apparently, a shark can smell blood up to a quarter of a mile away. How does smell travel in water? It would seem strange that if you drop ink in water, it takes ages to dissipate. So how can the individual particles of a smell travel so far and apparently so fast?
So how can a shark really smell when dinner's on the table?
My name is Thomas Breithaupt and I'm lecturer in ecology at the University of Hull. Vince is absolutely right in questioning the scenario in wildlife programs where sharks apparently are attracted from a distance within a very short time after some smelly substance has been dumped in the ocean. Water molecules in general are carried to the shark by water currents. If there are no water currents, then it is molecular diffusion, the random movement of molecules that disperses the odor away from the source. But diffusion is an extremely slow process, as Vince experienced in his ink experiment. In general, the travel time of odor depends entirely on the local water velocity. Near the water surface, water velocities in the ocean can range between a few centimeters per second on a very calm day and several meters per second in a strong current. In summary, odor can theoretically be detected by a shark over several miles from the source, and I would estimate that in the ocean, a smell takes at least 1 minute to reach the shark at a distance of 100 meters. More likely, it will need between 10 and 20 minutes. Finally, the shark still needs to get to the source, and that would take another 10 to 100 seconds, depending on the swim speed of the shark. So if smelly things are dumped into the ocean, don't expect a shark to be attracted from a distance in less than a few minutes.
So a shark finds its dinner before it gets cold, but perhaps not as fast as some documentaries and films might have you believe. Still, the shark is definitely the bloodhound of the sea world. A minute is still pretty fast, isn't it? Well, here's something else that can creep up on you pretty quickly. It's surplus hair.
I'm Andrew Steer from Cambridge. Why is it that eyebrows tend to grow quite long in elderly people?
So if you know why you start getting extra hair in all the wrong places as you get older, or if you'd like to submit a question of your own, then send us an email to chris@thenakedscientist.com, or alternatively, you can write your thoughts on our forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Thank you, Diana. I see you've taken to cutting your eyebrows. Could be because you're going
you're
a few
getting
years.
In the way.
Thank you, Diana. That's Diana O'Carroll with this week's question of the week. And the forum she's referring to is our web-based discussion forum. There are people from all over the world there, and they're experts in lots of different subjects. And people just put questions on there and then answer other people's questions. It's a really friendly community. So if you want to join in, any science question goes, then you just go to nakedscientist.com/forum.
Bringing the facts to bear. The Naked Scientists.